Starbucks workers from three stores in the Buffalo area may soon form a union. Today is the voting deadline. Counting starts tomorrow. If they're successful, these Starbucks will be the first of its stores in the nation to unionize. Gianna Reeve is a shift supervisor at the Camp Road Starbucks in Hamburg, New York, and she joins us now. Gianna, welcome.
Hi, Tanya. Thank you so much for having me.
Gianna, Starbucks has traditionally been seen, at least outwardly, as a fairly good company to work for. So let's start first with how the decision to form a union came to be. Is it true that the discontent among workers, some workers, actually started with the launch of the pumpkin spice?
Yes and no. I would say that the pumpkin spice launches are a great example of everything that needs to be sort of revamped and a new perspective needs to be taken from Starbucks. When you have launches like pumpkin spice that brings out so many folks that are just ready to get their coffee, you've changed the model that was originally there from being a cafe sort of business where you kind of know everybody who walks in, you say hi, take their coffee order, to suddenly needing to pump out as many pumpkin spice lattes as possible or whatever the next launch is.
Forming a union can sometimes be fraught, and we're hearing reports that this effort is no exception. Some workers have claimed that Starbucks texted them and told them to vote against unionizing. What has your experience been like?
I was one of the workers that also received that text message. At some points around last week, it was nearly daily saying, remember, you still have time to get your vote in. Make sure you vote no. If you vote yes, this will ruin the partnership that Starbucks has with their partners. To which I can only think, what partnership?
And when you use the term partners, you mean workers, because Starbucks names their workers partners and baristas partners.
Absolutely, yes. A company that says that they want to listen to their partners and that they want to hear us out and to paint the picture of this camaraderie between upper management and lower baristas, to have that narrative, but then to hold captive audience meetings that they name listening sessions that don't have any listening of the sort. They say that they want us to have all the facts, but if we attempt to get the facts from a source that isn't Starbucks, suddenly the game changes.
If your store votes to unionize, what kinds of changes are you hoping to see?
I'm hoping to see the media fight and the community support come through and continue. Just because we win the store, it'll be an amazing, amazing thing. But we still have the fight to get Starbucks to the table for our contract. I guess it's more so what I'd like to see in the contract. Seniority pay, paid leave, something that will benefit the workers that have been here and that have seen what Starbucks is capable of.
As it currently stands now, is there no seniority pay or paid leave?
There is no seniority pay for workers at a certain cap. There has been a partner at my store that has worked there for 17 years, and she is in the same position as me, and she makes a little over a dollar more than me. It makes my jaw drop every time I think about it, and I really, really think about it. For paid leave, we have sick time, but the way our vacation time accrues, I have been working at Starbucks, like I said, for a year and a half, and I think I maybe have 4 hours of paid vacation time.
Gianna, there are about 100 workers who are eligible to vote for the union. If this does not happen tomorrow, what are your next steps going to be?
I can tell you that for my store, it is very close. But for our others, I am with full confidence that we will have the first unionized Starbucks tomorrow. And after that, we have 3 more locations in Buffalo that filed their petitions. So we have to support them. This campaign has brought so many people to me and to our team at the union office saying, hey, how do we do this too? I'm from so-and-so place. I want to unionize my store. Those people need the help too. And they need to see that this is something they can do. And having a good contract, having the best contract that we can possibly get, is just doing that tenfold.
That's Gianna Reeve, shift supervisor at the Camp Road Starbucks in Hamburg, New York, one of three locations voting for a union. Gianna, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And we reached out to Starbucks for comment and was directed to an open letter CEO Kevin Johnson wrote to employees. He writes, "We respect the process that is underway and independent of any outcome in this election, we will continue to stay true to our mission and values."